my spiritual director gave me some really good advice on this. He said, really, if you think about it, adoring God is really the same thing as Thanksgiving. So the A and the T, you know, in the ACTS acronym, the A and the T are really the same thing. They're really the same thing. When we thank God for what he's done for us, for his graciousness to us, for the gifts that he's given us in our lives, the gift of life, the gift of food, the gift of shelter, the gift of friends, the gift of family, the gift of forgiveness of sins. That's incredible. Really, we are adoring God. It's the same thing. Adoration and thanksgiving are the same thing. But how do we thank God in action? We can obviously thank God in our words. We can pray and tell him about all the things that we're thankful for, all the great things he's done in our lives. But how can we, in practical terms, thank him in action? Well, we do that by offering him a sacrifice. Because as St. Jose Maria Escrivá, the founder of Opus Dei, said, love is deeds, not sweet words. Love is deeds, not sweet words. We've got to love God in our deeds. And how do we do that? We offer him sacrifice. And that's why all worship of God throughout all the millennia, no matter what culture you're talking about, even if they had bad ideas about who or what God is, every type of worship throughout the history of humanity involves some sort of sacrifice. And tragically, some people have greatly misunderstood this, and even human sacrifices that were made throughout human history, you know, really they're sacrificing to demons and not to God. But nonetheless, the point is true. All worship involves some sort of sacrifice. And so this is why Noah, of course the book is attributed to Moses, but I'm talking about Noah here. When he gets out of the ark, the first thing he does is he makes a sacrifice to God. Now, God doesn't need this. He doesn't need these burnt offerings. He doesn't need anything at all. He's God. He has everything he needs in and of himself. But really what's going on here is that Noah is offering back to God something he's already given to him. You know, the great writer C.S. Lewis talks about this. He says, when a father gives his child an allowance of sixpence, now, of course, he was British, so he's talking about British money. When a father gives his child an allowance of sixpence, let's say, and then the child takes that sixpence and goes and buys a gift for his dad, the father gets the gift, but he's not really gaining anything because the money used to buy that gift came from him in the first place. But the child does gain something. The child gains in the experience of giving a gift of love. And so C.S. Lewis used the phrase sixpence none the richer to describe what's going on here. And there was even a popular music band a few years ago that had that name. So this is what we're doing when we offer sacrifice to God. This is exactly what we are doing. We are giving God something back from the gifts he's already given to us. Another thing that St. Jose Maria said was that love can only be repaid with love. How do you repay someone who loves you? You can only repay love with love. You can't buy off a person or anything like that. You can only repay love with love. And so that's how we worship God. We ultimately offer him not a burnt offering on the altar, but our hearts. We offer him our love. We offer him our very selves on the altar of sacrifice, if you will. One of my favorite pieces of scripture from all the Bible is from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. St. Paul says that we have to become living sacrifices. He says you have to offer your bodies to God as a living sacrifice. This is true spiritual worship. And so this is it. If you want to know what true spirituality is, this is it. Offering our full selves to God, body and soul, body, mind, and soul. Now, the problem with a living sacrifice is that a living sacrifice can always crawl off of the altar. That's what happens. But offering one's whole self to God is exactly really what Noah did. Now, obviously, he's making this burnt offering sacrifice, but even before that, he offered his whole self to God. He was righteous. He was pleasing to God, just like Enoch before him. And when the Bible talks about Enoch at the end of that chapter, and we've read this before in chapter 5, it says that at that time, people began to call upon the name of the Lord. In other words, they began to pray. And not just with their lips, but also with their lives. And this is why it says of Enoch that he walked with God. And Noah as well. In Genesis 6, verse 9, it says Noah walked with God. He pleased God by the way that he lived. That's the kind of sacrifice that God is ultimately looking for, a changed life.